President Donald Trump successfully won the New Hampshire Republican primary Tuesday night and did so by about 11 percentage points. But his performance is apparently not enough to convince former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley to leave the race. In her concession speech, Ms. Haley pledged to continue moving forward and several times referenced going to her home state of, quote, sweet South Carolina, unquote, as a place that could reverse the political tide. Polling, however, suggests that she is not as strong there as in New Hampshire. For the Democrats, President Biden, despite not being on the primary ballot, won the election anyway with write-in votes that tallied just under 67% of the Democratic aggregate. Congressman Dean Phillips, who said he had no fundamental disagreement with the president over issues, but believes Democrats should have a choice, particularly with an 81-year-old in office, secured 20% of the vote. An Emerson College survey released during the week sees a close special Long Island, New York congressional election developing between former Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi and Republican Nassau County legislator Mazi Malaysia-Pillip. The ballot test shows a 45-43 split in favor of Mr. Suozzi. The election is scheduled for February 13th in order to replace expelled Congressman George Santos. Republican former presidential candidate Doug Burgum announced early this week that he will not seek a third term as North Dakota's governor, even though he has high approval ratings. With his endorsement of former President Trump and the ex-chief executive indicating that Governor Burgum would be primed for a position in a new Trump administration, should the 2024 election go the Republicans' way, Mr. Burgum's time in politics may not be coming to an end. Meeting the court-ordered requirement to draw a new majority-minority seat in Louisiana, Governor Jeff Landry signed into law the legislature's map. The new lines will cost the Republicans one seat, as an African-American Democrat will be heavily favored to win a newly drawn 6th district that stretches from Baton Rouge all the way to Shreveport, cutting through the middle of House Speaker Mike Johnson's 4th district. Back in New Hampshire, a new University of Massachusetts at Lowell survey was released about the upcoming open governor's race. The poll finds former Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, who lost her seat in 2016 by less than a percentage point, jumping out to a big lead in the Republican primary. Ms. Ayotte would lead former State Senate President Chuck Morse by a 54-22% margin. The nomination election has a long time to develop, however. The New Hampshire state primary isn't until September 10th. GOP Governor Chris Sununu is retiring after serving 4 terms. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.